concerned Muslims. Allah's words, by which the validity of creation, the prosperity of life, and the vitality of existence are enhanced, Allah's words, اعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى. See to it that justice is done, even if it be a person who is related to you. In another ayah, Allah's word, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. اعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Let not bad feelings towards a people make you regret from justice. Or let not these bad feelings superimpose themselves on you to the detriment of justice. Do maintain justice because it is a forthcoming of taqwa, because it is near to taqwa, because it is the closest in proximity to taqwa. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. اعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Justice is a pivotal concept for which human history has unfolded the way it has. In another ayah, Allah speaks about His communication with man via His apostles and messengers, saying, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلَّ مَعَهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. We have commissioned our emissaries with clear evidence, and along with that we have fortified them with scripture. And then what? وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Scripture and criteria, so that equity becomes the norm of life among people. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. All these are meanings that may seem in the abstract to some people, but they don't belong on pages. They belong in people's lives. You take the way life is conducted around us. Do you see any semblance of justice in it? We can point to many violations of justice. We can point to moral violations of justice. They are plenty, and you know about them, you hear about them. They're happening day after day. Prostitution, homosexuality, many other perversions that are as they impact society, an injustice to the person involved as well, to those who are involved with him or with her. There are also economic injustices that we may refer to. The dislocation and the maldistribution of wealth is an obvious economic injustice that looks the people in the eye, but they want to look the other way. No one wants to tell you that there is injustice when it comes to the poor people in society. You have snowstorms and you have homeless people in an affluent society. Where is the element of justice? And then, when they turn to their political statement, they say they want peace, they want stability, and they want prosperity. Well, don't you want justice? Why don't you tell us in your political statement that you also want justice? Why is this word avoided many times? You may slip it in. You may, from time to time, use it. But it doesn't figure centrally in your statement. Why? Because you know, and we along with you know, that you have placed yourself in the current opposite to the flow of history. And this week, what has happened, and justice becomes a word that is used in particular when it comes to the legal system. That's when you hear the word justice. Was justice done? Is it a travesty of justice? When it comes to the legal system here, and we have cut through the many injustices that wrap around this legal system, when it comes to this legal system, what do we find out? That they are responsible for the legal system within which we live. Besides being concerned with twisting laws and breaking laws and creating laws against Muslims inside this country and thousands of miles away, they put their legal system to work in New York City against innocent Muslims. They say that these Muslims, 11 of them, a highly respectable clergyman included, they say that these were planning for some types of acts of urban terrorism in the United States. Look how smart they are when it comes to words. Urban terrorism in the United States. A clergyman, a man of the cloth, a man of understanding of scripture, becomes a person who is plotting urban terrorism in the United States. And then you wonder, if they are really involved in terrorism, why don't you show us? Why don't you show the public the details of this case? Why do you sneak it in and out of your news report? That's exactly what you did the day before yesterday. The news pertaining to this trial was a short and a brief announcement of the sentencing against these Muslim individuals in New York City. The judge that presided over that court was a Jewish Zionist judge. Now, imagine if there was a Muslim judge, something you don't find in the United States, which is another area to think about. Why aren't there any Muslims who have become judges in the United States? If this is a land of equal access and equal opportunity and equal this and equal that. You have a Jewish Zionist judge presiding over an affair that concerns Muslims. This from the beginning is foul play. You don't have to know more than that. You need not know more than that to know that they have a gimmick and a trick up their sleeve. Presides over this, and then he sentences the religious scholar to life in prison behind bars. Their own rabbis, yeah, these Jews, their own rabbis, they kill innocent Muslims. Levinger is one of their rabbis. on Muslim land, who shoots and kills and spills the blood of innocent Muslims, and the Zionist Jewish judges, they give him 6 months in jail. And then, when he comes out, what type of statement does he make? He says he wasn't privileged to kill an Arab. And here, this person, this rabbi, who carries a machine gun on his shoulder, a pistol at his waist, and roams land that do not belong to him, and often fires fire at will, and kills whoever he wants to kill, gets away with 6 months behind bars. And then he is set free. And then he makes a statement that he didn't even kill anyone. He wished he had the privilege of killing someone. And he said, do you feel remorse? Do you feel sorry for killing someone? He said, he even feels sorry if a fly or a mosquito is killed too. These types of statements by these types of people within this type of justice system that extends from the courts in the United States to the courts in so-called Israel. This is the way they mete out their detailed justice when it comes to victims who are Muslim. This is the type of justice system we are dealing with. A blind cleric who cannot even go from one house to the next, or one from one area to the next, without some serious assistance from someone. Then they say you have to spend the rest of your time behind bars, the rest of your life. And his comment on that is, he is honored to be put behind bars like the rest of the Muslims who have been honored by being placed behind bars in previous ages and today. We can't forget there's hundreds of thousands of Muslims behind bars because of their shahada. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In a society like this, where they brag about justice being done, we have witnessed the day before yesterday a travesty of this justice. We have witnessed a violation of moral principles. We have witnessed an inflammation, an inflaming of what is supposed to be religious tolerance in a pluralistic and what is called a multicultural society. What's his cry? What's this person's cry? He makes statements against the policies of the United States. If you want to take people to court and then to prison for making statements against your own policies, then you would have to take millions of Americans and place them behind bars because they also disagree with your policy. That is not an excuse, and that is not ground to place a person behind bars. And at the same time, you watch. Look at the legal system when it comes to the White House. They themselves are beginning to show us how nasty and how crooked their behavior is. They were looking for 3 or 4 years for certain documents. The senators were having these hearings on Whitewater and Travelgate and the rest of these scandals that have been brewing inside this administration while the legal and the justice system has been looking on, looking for papers, and all of a sudden these papers have been placed on some desk somewhere in the White House, in the Oval Office or one of the rooms there. Where did these papers come from? No one knows. Was there a fairy bunny coming around placing papers in certain areas and making them disappear from certain areas? And then at this time, the cameras, they fall in love with the First Lady. The cameras behind which we have Zionists and Jews, like we've been saying for a long time, they fall in love with Hillary Clinton. And they have her on this public broadcasting station, on this TV program, in this appearance, with this commitment and the rest, to try to explain to the public her innocence. Behind the scenes, and this is where not many people can detect what is going on. Just like when the cameras fall in love with a boogeyman who we spoke about previously, they fall in love with the first lady. For what reason? To place pressure on those occupants of the highest office in this land, because there are more serious things happening in this world than a small affair that is called Travel Gate or Whitewater. This may be a big affair when it comes to the president and his immediate circle, but when it comes to world affairs, this is a marginal issue. At times when negotiations are almost at their peak concerning a Middle East peace, the Syrians and the Israelis coming to the United States trying to hammer out the details of this so-called peace agreement. At this time, all of the pressure falls on the executive. Why? Because there are things that have to be done. And this is the appropriate time to do these things. And hence, we have this scenario. Bernie Frank doesn't look that bad when he is compared to the First Lady. With all the scandal right now that is beginning to surface to the public, this is their justice system. They can't do justice in their neighborhood. They can't do justice in their families. They can't do justice to their inner cities. Look at the potholes. We are going to go from here back to our own residence or offices or wherever. And how many potholes are you going to have to struggle through to get back? But yet, when the budget is an issue that you cannot agree on, because you don't want to face up to the fact that you have to take money from those who have plenty of it and give it to those that have barely anything of it. That fact, you want to circumvent, you want to maneuver, but you don't want to face head on. This is your problem. And you have to continue to throw money overseas when you need it here. The same thing you're doing with justice. You need justice here, but you think you can dole it out to those who are quote-unquote foreigners. And the money that you are sending overseas, why don't you use it here? You need it here. Look at how vulnerable you have become. The weather, the icing of the road, and the whole operation came to a standstill. The federal operation, all the way from the federal work to the local work. They were frozen, literally frozen, in the course of these past couple of weeks. And then, another reminder, in the Midwest, in those states, you have another reminder there. What does it take for people to wake up? وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. But to whom do you speak? Yes, administer justice, because it is in close proximity to taqwa. Now you want to disperse Muslims to your maximum security prisons throughout the country. This is another way in which Allah is working His will. What a better way to introduce Islam to those who have been victimized by the same people, by the same system. Now, and we know in the back of your minds, this is a problem. You're not comfortable with this. But what do you do with these individuals? What can you do with them? This is the only option left to you. You would put them, this is how small this world has become. They don't want Muslim activists to be in their own lives. So the Muslims find themselves in other areas of the world, and then you try to incriminate them in these other areas of the world, and then Islam is entering through your own society, through your prison system, to those who will know how to work against you in the future. You are planting the seeds of Islam in your own society through your own legal system, and you do not know what you are doing. That is exactly what is happening to you. يُخَرِّبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. They are destroying their houses, their dwellings. They are destroying their own structure with their own hands and with the hands of the mu'min. So take heed of this, those of you who are mu'min. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله سبحانه وأنتم على يقين بالإجابة وتوبوا إلى الله إن الله هو التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله بجميع المحامد على جميع النعم، وصلى الله وسلم على المبعوث خيرا ورحمة وهدى لكافة الأمم محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، you who are committed to Allah, fasting has been declared a mandatory service upon you, as it has been upon those before you, so that you may take heed of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that your awareness of Allah will become a barrier to the punishment and the penalty of Allah. It catches our attention that in another area in the same surah, Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ. The same choice of words was used. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ and كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. Both of these have been made compulsory as an obligation upon you. In the second instance, for what reason? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been placed as a mandatory, as a fariza upon you, so that you may gain this taqwa. This taqwa that was referred to in the earlier ayah as being the most in close proximity to justice. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. So those of you who embark on this regimental course of Ramadan and then do not gain a sense of proximity to justice, you haven't gained very much from your fasting. The purpose of this is taqwa, the common ground between fasting and doing justice. Unlike those who interpret fasting as some type of physical torture and then some type of ingestional indulgence at the end of the day, unfortunately we live in such a world. These Saudis across the street who are in dictatorial control of the masjid, just a couple of months ago they brought in hostesses, women from Morocco, to their yacht, anchored outside of Jeddah, to have what they call innocent fun,
These are the people right now who say somehow that they are responsible for the two holy shrines of Islam. And then they will come to the different communities around and tell them when Ramadan begins and when Ramadan ends. When there is no inkling of piety in them before Ramadan, during Ramadan, or after Ramadan. And like every year, they're going to confuse the Muslims. They will tell them that Ramadan begins on a certain day, when in fact, it almost always begins one day after they say Ramadan begins. And then they will tell the Muslims that Ramadan ends on a certain day. Almost always Ramadan ends on the day after the one that they declare to be the end of Ramadan. Once again, we enter into this cycle of confusion because of this corrupt family that claims zulman and buhtanan, with aggression and with lies, that it is the keepers of the two holy shrines. We have something to be thankful for this Ramadan, and that is King Fahd. The evil of all evils is no longer in charge, at least. He never was in charge, if everyone knew the fact, but he is no longer even nominally in charge of that corrupt system. This Ramadan, we have to tend to another of this corrupt family who continue to wage their war against the Muslims. Immediately after this explosion they had in Riyadh, the head of their intelligence, the following day, goes to Egypt and asks for intelligence, security, police, assistance to come and help them out. And have you realized you haven't seen the bodies of those victims? Usually they show bodies of servicemen coming from overseas, but this time we saw no bodies. Why? Because they want to continue to practice their kufr, their cover-up. They want to continue to practice that even in front of their own compatriots, their own citizens, their own constituency. Let them deceive themselves. Let them die in this illusion that they have been entertaining. Time is catching up with them. We are thankful to Allah that He has given us a season and a month like Ramadan, which we will be approaching this coming week, which with Allah's assistance and with His supervision, we will observe as best as we can to meet the conditions of taqwa that are required in this holy month.